The newest U.S. spacecraft to orbit Mars, the Odyssey, has discovered vast amounts of water on the red planet during its first week of observations. The discovery supports the notion that life might have existed there at one time. The Mars Odyssey, launched last April, has detected what scientists believe is a large amount of water in the form of ice at the Martian South Pole, covering a surface area more than 600 kilometers across. Scientists have long known of the presence of water on Mars, but University of Arizona astronomer William Boynton says the new results go beyond the volume expected.
And the signal that we've been getting loud and clear is that there's a lot of ice on Mars. We've seen really a lot of ice in the southern hemisphere, all the way from the South Pole on up to about minus 60 degrees latitude.
Mr. Boynton says further observations are required to determine the precise extent of the ice, but he suggests it amounts to a significant percentage of the planet's surface, mostly mixed in with the top meter of soil.
We really are excited about seeing that.
U.S. Space Agency Odyssey project scientist Stephen Saunders explains why all the excitement.
Water is vital to life. Water has changed the face of Mars in the past, and water is necessary for future exploration of Mars.
The Odyssey spacecraft detected the Martian water indirectly by sensing significant amounts of hydrogen, a component of water. William Boynton says his team judged it to be hydrogen based on the characteristic intensity and wavelength of gamma rays emitted from it when displaced by the natural bombardment of atomic particles called neutrons.
One of the reasons, though, we also feel very comfortable in coming up with this conclusion, even after only looking at the data for about a week, because we've also seen it by other instruments as well.
Mr. Boynton says a similar amount of water might also exist at Mars' North Pole, hidden under a layer of carbon dioxide ice. It might be revealed by the thaw as the North emerges shortly from winter. Odyssey's camera system is also studying Mars' surface minerals to reveal the red planet's geologic history. Arizona State University astronomer Philip Christensen says an infrared camera is measuring differences in heat emissions between soil and rocks, helping map the composition of the terrain 30 times sharper than instruments on previous spacecraft at Mars.
This will tell us a great deal about the physical fate of Mars, where rocks are, where erosion has occurred. We can't see these rocks, but we know they're there from their temperature signature. It truly provides a whole new way of looking at the planet.
Other measurements made as Odyssey was en route to Mars suggests that the daily dose of radiation that astronauts would get on a voyage there would be more than twice the amount experienced aboard the International Space Station. A subsequent failure of the instrument to communicate has foiled efforts to measure radiation hitting Mars' surface. David McAlary, VOA News, Washington.